you feel like you got, you know, just left behind in Brooks' reach shadow, and you think that's unfair?
You know, Brooks is a great athlete, and, you know, he got drafted to a good team. But, I mean, you know, once at the end of this day, you just really got to worry about yourself, and, you know, you can't really control what happens to anyone else, you can, or yourself. So you just got to, you know, take what happens and be happy that you're in the NFL now and just, you know, get ready to go to work. Don't, you know, don't get pissed off that someone else got drafted, you know.
Was it kind of a friendly rivalry with you guys trying to pile up the most sacks?
Oh yeah, me and Brooks, you know, he's probably my one of my best friends from that team, and it always was a friendly rivalry. I think that's what helped us be so successful over the last few years. There's always the constant competition. We push each other, you know, during practice and the games, and I think when you have something like that, that's what gets your game to excel to a higher level.
Can you play linebacker in the next level?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
You be a linebacker, or you
going to
stay on the ground?
No, I'm gonna be a 3-4 outside linebacker.
You worked out with Brooks with that when that with just before the draft. I guess how did that go at linebacker?
With Brooks?
Yeah, when you worked out for the Packers.
It went good. Just when Green Bay came and worked us out, they only worked us out for maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes, but they basically just wanted to see us, you know, seeing if we could rush standing up. They said don't really worry about, you know, dropping back right now. We'll work with you on that, but they wanted to see if we could still be explosive standing up out of a two-point stance, and obviously they liked what they saw, so, I mean, it's going to be a fun learning experience, but I'm excited to.
How did Clay Matthews' dad help you?
Clay Sr., I got a chance to work out with him before the combine, and he really just taught me just how to kind of stand up, get comfortable in two-point stance, how to open my hips a little bit, and really what kind of a game you need to expect as the transition to an outside linebacker. Because at the end, your hands in the dirt, you're an outside linebacker, you're moving around, you're covering guys. So he really kind of just, you know, painted a picture for me. You know, he just kind of helped me understand what I'm going to do. He did as much as he could with me, working with me for 5 weeks, but I think he just really tried to get me ready so I'm not just going in there not knowing anything.
You worked out with Casey Matthews as well. Have you met Clay, you know, the Packers, Clay Matthews?
I have not. Now, they live 20 minutes from my house. I've worked out with Casey, so, I mean, I know where they're. I mean, I'm going to call him up and speak to him so I can start getting ready and get ready to go when I get there. So I will eventually meet him, so I'm going to try to get in contact with him at the end of later in the day.
Hey, Ricky, what's harder, jumping out of a 4-foot-deep pool or jumping into a truck bed? And what should we take from those videos?
Those are just funny things that me and my friends found online, and we just thought we'd want to do that just to show people I'm not an athlete. I'm explosive, and, you know, I'm not just a guy that is just, I don't know. I was just probably just showing I'm athletic, I'm explosive.
In all seriousness, if you're moving to outside linebacker in this scheme, how important is it to be explosive?
It is the difference between a sack and not getting a sack. If you can't be explosive off that line, that offensive tackle is going to beat you back, and you're already one step behind. So the more explosive you are, the quicker you're off the ball, it's just going to make your game that much better. So being explosive is probably the number one important thing to being an outside linebacker.
Is this a transition you always figured you would have to make? EN to outside linebacker?
Excuse me, I didn't hear the question.
Is this a transition you always figured you would have to make at some point in the NFL?
I think so. In high school, I played linebacker. I think when I got to college, I was just too big to be a linebacker in our scheme. So they just obviously saw that I was an athletically gifted linebacker, but had size. But, you know, now going to NFL, I'm not the typical 4'3" D in size. So I think my roots are at linebacker. That's where I played in growing up in football in high school. I mean, I think I knew at some point I had to go back down unless I wanted to weigh 280 pounds. So I knew it was coming. I just didn't know when. And, you know, I'm ready. I mean, I've been working at this for the last 5 months. So it's just getting in there and starting to learn this position because I've been doing 4-3-10 the last 5 years.
What kind of football player are the Packers getting in you?
A hard worker, blue-collar guy, somebody that loves the sport of football and loves to compete.